Waterloo, Joe Hoffberg here, and you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS.
Sway to Tom Ritz. adore, it's taking the town. Thank you.
is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business show is swell. He's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
Crawl beats on them drums.
In the band.
Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone
in the band.
In the band. Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doodle da doodle da. Plays on the bass in the van.
In the van.
Mose plays on that bass
in the van.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He blows on the trumpet
in the van.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the van.
In the
van. Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
And welcome to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show, and I am your host, David Trin. And thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, September 20th, 2012, episode number 64. And I am super excited and super stoked this evening because I have a special guest in the house, Mr. Dr. Krister Schaum. Welcome, Krister.
Hey, Dave.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
A little wet out there, isn't it? Or is it a little cool?
It's cool. It's not so wet anymore.
It was wet this morning.
Yeah.
Yes, in Waterloo, Ontario. Thanks for coming onto the show. And this is a little bit different than some of the other radio shows you've been on. The other ones you've been on were a little bit more formal, I would imagine.
You have a short spot, you have a few minutes to go on, and usually it's science I'm talking about, so it's kind of exciting to be here to talk about swing dancing and Lindy Hop and
yes.
music instead.
And community and all that.
And community and
wonderful jazz.
Dot, dot, dot.
Et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about a few things, but just before we get to that, we're going to read off a few local announcements here that I have in front of me. The Shim Sham Shimmy Solo Vintage Jazz Workshop is happening this upcoming Sunday, September 30th, 2012, starting at 3:30 at Hepcats. Make sure to pre-register so that you get a better price. Movie night at Hepcats, Sunday, October 14th, 2012. Two movies are being showed, featured at 6:30, and we're asking people to bring snacks to share bring something comfy to sit on or to lounge on. The two movies are Some Like It Hot and Rear Window, and it's a great way to just meet other people and hang out, watch a movie or two, and eat food, snacks, whatever, share it. Good times. This upcoming Monday, Patrick Tevlin's coming to Waterloo. Krister, you love Patrick Tevlin, don't you?
Patrick Tevlin is, he's pretty awesome. Yeah, he plays a lot in Toronto.
Actually, he's playing this Saturday at the Dover Courthouse.
At the Dover Court.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. He sometimes plays at Grossman's Tavern downtown
right.
Toronto as well.
Yes.
The Happy Pals.
Yes, we're really happy to have him here in Waterloo.
Yeah.
I know it's quite a bit of a trek for them to get out of the city on a Monday night and push through all that traffic and to come to Waterloo. So we're super happy to have him. And Mike Evan, who will be coming down on piano, and Chuck, what's his last name?
Norris.
No, not Chuck Norris. Oh, that's just false advertising there. But Chuck will be on drums Monday evening at Hepcats starting at 8:30. Introductory lesson. You can find them at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. And 9 o'clock is when the live music will start. Let's see what else is going on. there is a special dance performance put on by our local swing dancers on Monday, October 1st, 2012 at 10 o'clock at Hepcats. These dancers have been studying two classic dances, the California Routine and the Big Apple, and they'll be performing it for our community members that Monday night. So we hope you come out and check it out and cheer them on. They started in July, and they've been working really hard. You know the Big Apple, don't you, Krister?
I know a version of the Big Apple.
The first half of the version, right?
Yeah, the Ithaca Big Apple. Yes. The problem is when I was all excited about learning the Big Apple, it was when the Ithaca version was in vogue.
Yes.
And then suddenly it was like one day everybody switched to the kind of original version. And I was like, oh, and halfway through, okay.
There's more?
There's more. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. There's a lot more, yes. So that will be happening October 1st, so check that out. I know they've been working really hard. Actually, I was just there this evening, and they were having a 1.5 hour practice, and they're getting much, much better. The very first time, they were like, "Wow, this routine is so long," but it's coming along, and it's part of the joy of actually learning new routines and sharing with the community. So I think that's what makes our scene so vibrant. Lots more things happening. This past Tuesday was the last Dancing in the Park, is what I saw on Facebook and on Twitter, and that was being hosted by University of Waterloo Swing Club. However, there's a lot more things happening. You just have to hit their website, www.swing.uwaterloo.ca, and you can take lessons from them on Sundays. But I know that you have to be a student or an alumni or something or other to be able to take classes there. The KW Jazz Room, located at the Hoother Hotel in Uptown Waterloo, and that's operated by the Grand River Jazz Society. And this Friday, September 21st, Glenn Burr Trio will be here. And on Saturday, September 22nd, Frank Bodo's Trio. So check them out. I've never heard them, but I'm sure they're probably wonderful. I don't know what type of jazz they play, because jazz is such a huge umbrella of music. www.kwjazzroom.com. is the website, and you can check out the schedule for the rest of the month, and actually right into October is what I see right here. This Saturday at the KW Dixieland Jazz Club, do you know who's coming, Krister?
Yeah, Roberta Hunt and her Red Hot Ramble.
That's right, and it's probably her CD release party.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite bands. She's the one that performed for me at TEDx Waterloo, and yeah, just fantastic to collaborate. In fact, I was just chatting with her this evening before we came over.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, she's an awesome lady. We got some physics, science, music, Dixieland collaborations going on. So,
are you going to be able to share that one day with us?
I hope so.
Okay, yeah. So we'll look forward to that. And that is at the Royal Canadian Legion on Regina Street, 19 Regina Street, south in Waterloo. And that starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So come on out. It's a new cozy place where the best of KW Dixieland Jazz is played every week on Saturday afternoon. www.kwdixie.com. There's a lot of stuff happening here. Goodness.
Yeah.
Saturday, October 13th, between 8 o'clock and midnight, the Waterloo's monthly West Coast Swing Dance Party, and that's happening at Hepcats. Also, introductory swing dance lesson at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and DJed swing dancing from 9 o'clock to midnight. So, there's just so much. There's like pages and pages and pages.
You've got 6 pages there.
I know.
That's one page.
It just goes on and on. But there's one last little announcement here in the local community that I would like to share. And on October the 8th, that is Thanksgiving Day, at Hepcats, there is a Thanksgiving potluck dinner with the local community. So what we're asking you to do is bring something to share. And let's give thanks to a wonderful harvest this year. And I think that's what the tradition of Thanksgiving is all about. From 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, there's plans to play board games at Hepcats and to play some vintage video games, such as Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo system. No, Nintendo Entertainment System.
You should have Pong there as well.
Pong. I'm a little too young for that. No, I'm not. Yeah, Pong. I don't know where to get that. Maybe I can write that.
Can just, yeah, make it, yeah. Do a live version of it with people and a tennis ball or something.
Yes. In a vacuum, right?
And, well, yeah.
We won't get into that.
You can hold their breath the longest.
Okay, so that's the national stuff happening here in Kitchener-Waterloo this week and in the next upcoming weeks. And I know classes have started, and this evening was blues classes with Jeff Benoit, and tomorrow evening will be West Coast Swing classes with Sean Brown and Caitlin Kratz. So there's lots of stuff happening in Waterloo for swing dancing and live music. Krister, thank you for coming on to the show. And this summer, you're away at the world's largest swing dance camp in Herang, Sweden. And that's why I have you here today, because you're going to share, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to share some of your stories and your antics and some of your thoughts.
First, I want to clear something up for the listeners at home. So I went and logged onto my Facebook page, and I saw that you had posted this picture advertising the show tonight, and you'd glued my picture right next to Bill Nye the Science
Guy.
Right,
yes.
And I think there were some people that I got messages from thinking that Bill Nye was going to be on here tonight. So I just want to clear up any misunderstandings.
Okay.
Bill Nye won't be here, but there's another reason why I think there's a good association.
Right.
Bill Nye is a science guy. I'm a science guy, but we both do Lindy Hop.
Right. Bill Nye has been known to do swing dancing in his local scene in California.
Yeah, and your significant other, you're just telling me.
Yes, Amanda Bell swing dances with Bill Nye the Science Guy, and that is official.
Yeah, I think if I ever see him out dancing, I'm going to ask him for a dance.
Oh, okay.
One scientist to another.
Right. So it was quite funny to see some of the responses that both of you wear bow ties. I've never seen you wear a bow tie.
I've never worn a bow tie.
Do you even know how to tie a bow tie?
No, I've got the clip-on. Yeah. I've got a clip-on one, which I lost.
But me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
One day I'll learn.
So that's setting the facts straight to our listeners that Bill Nye the Science Guy and Krister Schaum are both Lindy Hoppers.
And Bill Nye's not here.
No, he's not here. However, I did send him a message and gave him the request line of the studio. So we never know. He may just call us up and say, hey, how's it going?
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be. I think Turlock Myers, who is in Montreal right now, would probably explode is what he wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. I think I would too. So,
all right. Yeah. So getting back to this past summer, you went across to Europe for a work conference, and in that tour there you were able to take a few weeks for yourself and attend the world's largest swing dance camp in Herang, Sweden, put on by our friends in Sweden, Leonard Vestilin and Daniel and Alsa Hedman, and I think the list goes on. There's
basically the whole hot shots.
Yeah, basically
the dance troupe in Sweden. Yeah, it was awesome. Herang is a magical place. I've been dancing for about 8 years. I've always wanted to go to Herang, and this is the first year it's actually worked out for me. So I was thrilled to get there. I spent 10 days, and I think I learned everything you're not supposed to do at Herang. If anybody out there is thinking of going to Herang, I would say definitely do it. And I'm going to give you some advice on what not to do,
okay,
to make your life a little bit easier. So I made a few mistakes going in. The first one was I didn't really sort out my accommodations before I got there.
So you just showed up?
Yeah, I just showed up. I figured, you know, they have advertising. So the way Herang works, they go in, you go to this. Herang is this tiny town about 80 kilometers, 90 kilometers outside of Stockholm. Nobody's ever heard of it. It's just you blink your eyes and you're through the town. It's that small. And every year they take over this town, and all the houses, every available space is just taken up with swing dancers. And the week I was there was the busiest week they'd ever had. It was the 30th anniversary. It was week four. This is a 5-week-long camp. Week four, there's 1,200 people there. They were short 150 beds for people who are registered to take classes. And I just kind of showed up a few days earlier and went, I'd like a place to sleep. And they say, well, do you have classes? And I said, no, but I heard that there's accommodations because they stack you in bunk beds and the gyms and every available space is a bunk bed. And they just laughed at me and said, sorry, we don't have any accommodations. It was so bad they had people bed sharing. So you would sign up and you would get a bed, and where you'd ordered a full bed, and instead they wouldn't have enough room, so they'd partner you with someone else, and you would negotiate. So it's like, I get the bed from, you know, 10 p.m. at night to 8 a.m. in the morning, and then you get it from 8 a.m. to like 5 p.m. at night, and then, you know, you're going to dance all night and then sleep all day, and I'll be sleeping at night and taking classes during the day. So there's these crazy negotiations. So my first recommendation is, you know, take care of your accommodations.
So get a Herang ID. Yeah, online.
Do this months in advance. either book the gymnasium accommodations or book yourself like private accommodations or bring a tent. I ended up having to borrow a tent, but I didn't have a sleeping bag and it was like 5 degrees out. So my solution was just to stay up all night dancing. And that was great because it's, you know, the sun never goes down there. Right. It's fantastic. I just stayed on Canadian time, 6 hours behind. And then I had a great time. You know, I'd wake up at 2 in the afternoon and it was fantastic for that. So, but you know, it took me 3 days to get my accommodation sorted out. And once I got that done, it was great.
And I think another thing that you learned along the way too, and I actually saw your Facebook status, and that it has to do with your carry-on and checked luggage, especially when you're going to a dance camp. Well, one of the most important tools at a dance camp is your dance shoes.
Yeah. Put those in your hand luggage. For sure. I took over a big knapsack and I was smart. So Harang, it takes a little bit of time to get there. So I plan to take public transit. You can get the bus. It's very cheap to take the public transit, not too much money. But there's a few stops.
And two stops, yeah.
Yeah, and it can get, and you know, if you take the wrong route, it can be a little more complicated. But it's pretty easy to get there. It just takes a few hours. So I was quite clever. I had my entire trip booked out. That's the one thing I did plan in advance. My flight got in early in the afternoon. No problems at all. I was flying through Geneva, and so I got there, and my luggage didn't show up. And so at first I was just going to go there and have them deliver their luggage, and then they said, well, you know, who do we deliver it to at Harang? Is there a main building? And if you've ever been to Harang, it's fairly decentralized. Like, there isn't a spot you can just go and take your luggage and have it dropped off at. And I didn't have a phone, so I just waited. So I waited, and I ended up missing all, you know, I could just sit there, and as I was waiting for the flights to come in, and H1 didn't have my luggage, it wasn't until fairly late at night that my luggage arrived, and by that point, the last bus had already left for Harang. So I just said, I'm just going to catch a cab.
And that's an 80-kilometer.
Yeah, it turns out, well, I figured, you know, like an 80-kilometer cab ride from here in Waterloo to Pearson, it's over 100 kilometers, and it costs about $90 if you call Waterloo Taxi.
Yes.
And so... yeah, it turned out to be more like $270 to take the cab ride out. It was so expensive. But I was pretty happy, you know, I've been traveling a lot, so I got there. So that was good.
And so these are the things not to do.
Yeah, so make sure you've got your... yeah,
transportation. They call it the limousine service.
Yeah, it's not a limo.
I know, it's not a limo. So that's yeah, that set the fact straight there.
Yeah, so make sure... those are the big things. The other thing I'd say is... so Harang, it really is magic. Anything you can think of, you can do there.
Right.
It's just suspend
reality.
Yeah, everything is possible. And it really, the whole thing is designed as a camp where everybody pitches in and works and does stuff. And so have something to get involved with. Either take classes, volunteer, or get yourself involved in the cabaret or one of the projects, or just this, they have this... this Mission Impossible team that goes around and just does amazing things, random events. Get involved in one of those. I didn't get involved in one of those because I was sick for the first few days trying to get myself sorted out with housing. And it just gives you something else to do and helps you get into the community even faster. And you
spirit.
Meet more people.
The spirit.
And yeah. It's amazing.
That's awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a few minutes here to listen to take a break, and then we'll come back with some more stories at Harang with Chris Tersham, who is my guest this evening.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
All right, welcome back. We have Chris Tersham, if you're just tuning in here, with me here in the radio station, and he's just telling us stories about his trip over to Harang, Sweden, and he was just telling us things not to do. Now, there are things you ought to do when you're over in Sweden, and obviously the first thing that comes to mind is dance, but there are various other activities that you can do over there too, in addition to just dancing. Did you participate in any events or anything, or you describe the Mission Impossible team.
Yeah, so I didn't get involved in the Mission Impossible team this year, but there's just it's almost overwhelming how many different things are going on. So the weather was particularly cold this year, but usually you can go to the lake and hang out there. So there's like the lake, the beaches, there's dancing that happens almost all the time. There's a fantastic cafe and bar that you can go hang out with. I spent a lot of time hanging out there. You just sit down. I remember one day I just sat down in this bar. They have these comfy couches. And throughout the day, I ended up meeting probably about 30 or 40 people. Just had these amazing conversations with people all around the world. And for me, one of the really big highlights is the theme nights. So every night there's a party and it has a different theme. And the big party is on Friday night, where it's a costume party and people go all out. So the week that I was there for the one that they had up, I was actually there for two theme nights. One was the pirate party night, and that was great. People dressed as pirates, and there's all sorts of, you know, pillaging and fun things to be had. And they, so the sidebar, they had out all of these tiny gold, look like chocolate coins, like pirate coins, like, you know, right. They'd be wrapped in gold foil, but they're black chocolates. And so I looked at them and I, you know, grabbed a couple and put them in my mouth, and it was the most horrible thing I'd ever tasted in my life.
What did you bite into?
It was this. So the Swedes, they love black licorice, the salted black licorice. It's like their favorite thing.
The Dutch too.
And it is the most vile substance I've ever put in my mouth. I was just sitting there going, bah, bah, bah. It was awful. So I had to go and grab, I had to go grab some food from the bar just to eat and clear it out. But it was just like, oh, it took me about half an hour to get the taste out.
Yeah, a Dutch guy did that to me once.
Yeah, it's a pretty miserable thing. But the second night they had was completely, probably the best costume party event I'd ever been to. It was the Nerds Night. They had a Nerds Night. And they had everything from, they set the bar up, they set up fake TEDx talks so people could give up, stand up. They had TEDx harangue. And they people got up and just started pontificating on topics. And most of the talks were particularly awful. But it was all just in the fun of just craziness.
So it wasn't an official TEDx?
No. It was just people got up in the bar like, anybody want to talk for 5 minutes? And so that was kind of fun. But the, you know, creme de la creme was they had there's several dance floors. And they have one that's this. It's called the Dansbana. It's outside the back of the main kind of hall where things take place. There's this huge dance floor. And they turned it into a Super Mario Brothers cart, like Super Mario Kart. So they had
racetrack.
Okay. So they had carts, and they had spent the entire week, you could see them making the props and stuff, like the big question mark blocks, the bullet bills, everything hanging down, and you could race around this track, and it was absolutely fantastic. So that was the highlight for me. And you know, you had to go through, and they had nerd activities you had to go participate in, and then once you finished, you got to join the I think it was the Pen 5 Club. They had stamps, but okay. But if you write it out, the Pen 15 Club. That's what it was. If you write it, if you get a stamp for it, it spells out penis. So everybody had like Pen 15 clubs.
Wow.
So yeah, that was
leave it to the Swedes.
It was pretty fantastic.
Leave it to the Swedes. Harang Dance Camp. It happens every summer in July in Harang, Sweden, and it's 5 weeks of lessons during the days, dances every night at three different locations, and there's a fly that's hovering around you there, Krister.
Yeah. Excited about Harang too.
We encourage anyone and everyone to go to Harang at some point in their lives.
Just do it
if you can. www.harang.com is where you'll find more information about it. And if you talk to any Lindy Hopper out there who's been traveling, get their thoughts on Harang Dance Camp. And it sounded like you had a really good time after.
Oh, it was amazing. Like I had a lot of fun.
Would you go back?
Yes.
You didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. I would do next time is I get private accommodations. Probably I'd actually spend some time and plan things as opposed to just hello, Sweden. Hey, how are you? Going? Yeah.
It used to be like that 10 years ago. You could just drop in. And it was really laid back, and everyone was accommodated in some fashion or another. They did their best to accommodate.
I don't know if you found this about Sweden. It was my first time there, and I felt like it was very Canadian. It was the most Canadian European country I'd ever been in. Like, everybody spoke almost flawless English. The humor is very similar. I don't know. It was just, it was like Canada, but with saunas.
Yes. And tall blonde people.
And tall blonde people.
Yes. The vegetation is very similar.
They have like moose there and stuff. You see the moose warning signs. Yeah.
This past weekend, you were in Toronto, and we had the Swedes actually come visit us. Toronto Lindy Hop brought in four awesome swing dance instructors, masters, I would say, and they taught you how to swing dance, or they taught you more about swing dancing.
Yeah, these guys are like the Jedi masters of Lindy Hop.
So we had Ava and Leonard Westerlin come in, and Daniel and Olsa, and they were actually part of the original Rhythm Hotshots, which is the swing dance troupe out of Sweden, and that's who they are. You told me, how many classes did you take? And
I was pretty lucky. I got to do a kind of a group private with them for a couple hours, and then also there was a few master classes that had just a few couples in each one, and then I did the weekend as well.
Wow.
And I mean, these guys, like, it was mind blowing. They are so good. It's just, it's humbling to be in the same room with, you know, like, yeah, okay, we'll just dance a little bit. And then they just, you know, blew everything out of the water. It's just, they're so, so good. So yeah, it was inspiring to see them dance, and it was inspiring to see just how good they were and all the amazing things they had to teach. And they taught in a very different style. They weren't so much about technique this time. They were more about the feeling and trying to get people out of their shell and to be more playful. And what was really interesting, so Leonard and W, who were there, they're older. And Leonard's like one of the guys who really helped kickstart swing dancing, helped bring it back from life. He's one of the pivotal figures in sort of the resurgence of Lindy Hop. Lindy Hop died, and it was in the 80s, Leonard and a few other people like him, Stephen Mitchell and so on, that brought the dance back.
Right.
And Leonard spent a huge amount of time working with Frankie Manning, who is, you know, one of the original guys back in the 30s who, you know, first guy to throw a girl over his head. Mm-hmm. And he brought him out of retirement. He learned a lot from Frankie Manning. He just soaked up that essence. And also, kind of his younger proteges, Daniel and Osa, who are about my age, they spent a lot of time working with him as well. And what's interesting is they both got different aspects of the dance, because they both of those, like Leonard and W and Daniel and Osa, these two couples, they dance very differently, but are inspired by Frankie. Like, you get a different picture of the dance from either. So you can see the Frankiness in this part and the Frankiness in this part. And it's like Frankie Manning was so awesome that, you know, you need two awesome couples just to contain and showcase that. So that was really cool to see those two aspects.
Right. So I know there were a lot of people who attended the workshop, and a big shout out and thank you to the Toronto Lindy Hop committee for putting that together. I think it's the second time they've worked on bringing them over to Canada.
The Swedes, yeah.
And I know that they continued on over to Vancouver shortly after that to share their awesomeness.
Awesomeness,
with the West Coast folks there. So, yes, we thank them very much for doing that. Wow, it's coming up to the 11th hour, and what we're going to do is, I'd like to, first of all, thank you, Krista, for coming to the radio station this evening and sharing your stories. It's very exciting. I know I've been trying to get you out here for the last little while, but you're busy.
Yeah, there's a new job, and we're moving to the States soon, so it's a process of, it's been pretty crazy recently.
Well, we're really happy to have you here as part of our community here in Waterloo, Ontario. I hope your stay was enjoyable, and the people were at least nice to you.
They've been more than nice.
Okay.
Waterloo's been fantastic for me. Coming here, the dance community has been great. just the community in general, you run into the most amazing people. And, you know, it blows me away how much good music there is here. And also just how, as a scientist, how much people are into science. And like, I think we have probably the highest density of physicists in the world. You know, you go to Uptown Waterloo, right, and it's hard to go to the Princess Cafe, for example, and not run into another physicist. So, yeah, it's been pretty good. But I want to plug an event.
All right. Tell us about it.
So this is my plug. So I am a physicist, and I work at the Institute for Quantum Computing. And tomorrow we're opening our building. We've got a brand new building on campus. It's taken several years to build. It's beautiful. The facilities, I was in there the other day, it's absolutely amazing. In fact, most of the floors are hardwood and are like really good dance floors. So, you know, it's a good place to be a physicist and dance. So tomorrow's the big opening. Stephen Hawking is going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of people cutting the ribbon and stuff, and a lot happening. And then for the next week, there's an entire week of festivals and just awesome events that are being put on. So I'd encourage you to check those out. But next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but Saturday the 29th at 7 p.m. at the Humanities Theater at the University of Waterloo's campus, we're putting on a show. And it's with Jay Ingram of Discovery Channel and Quirks and Quarks fame, and he's written a whole bunch of science communication books. Little known fact is he has a band. So he's bringing the band. It's Jay Ingram and the Qubits.
Okay.
And they're coming, and they're going to be performing, and we're going to be doing essentially a quantum rock concert show. So it's going to be part music, part demonstrations. I'm going to be performing in this, along with my wife, Jamie. And it's an amazing event, $10. You can buy the tickets online. You can check it out at uwaterloo.ca/QNC. QNC is for the Quantum Nano Center. Or just look up Jay Ingram and the Qubits. So
there you go.
Good event.
Check it out, Waterloo listeners. Before we jump into the next song, thank you very much. We've really enjoyed having you here in Waterloo, Krister. And of course, your wife, Jamie, too. The dancing, the music, the people, the good times, memories. So thank you.
I'll be back.
I'm sure you will. Do you have a song you want to share with us before we
let you off? Next week is an event in New Orleans called Showdown that many Lindy Hoppers I know are attending. I was there last year. Really inspiring. New Orleans, amazing music. And so in honor of that, I've got a song from the Palmetto Bug Stompers called Jotto.
All right. You're listening to CKMS 100.3, and this is the Swingin' Blues Radio Show.
It's a funny little memory, so funny, confusing to me. Jada, 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 jada,